I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Nowhere does the Islamic challenge to the West play out in a more fascinating way than it does in Turkey. The country of Turkey is predominantly Muslim, but it's officially secular. In recent years, Turkey has struggled to balance the demands of religious Muslims with those of a more secular bent. Last week, the balance tipped in favor of the secularists and against the AK Party, which is rooted in Islam. Turkey's constitutional court ruled that students cannot wear Muslim headscarves at universities. The World's Aaron Schachter reports from Istanbul.
The battle over headscarves is being played out as a referendum for or against the will of the people. In February, Turkish lawmakers voted to amend the country's constitution and allow women to wear traditional Muslim headscarves in universities. Turkey's 11-member high court overturned the law last week. Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan addressed the decision today for the first time. The Prime Minister is not known as especially direct in his speech, but it wasn't especially hard to read between the lines today. He was livid.
This issue goes to the heart of our Constitution. The court cannot just make a decision without giving reasons. We need to know why this headscarf bill was cancelled. What is behind this unfortunate decision?
The court's chairman has said only that a justification will be forthcoming. As Erdogan spoke, members of his AK Party chanted, "Turkey is proud of you, Turkey is proud of you." But Turkey is deeply divided over this issue. The mostly Muslim country has a secular government. Judges and powerful military here consider the headscarf a symbol of political Islam and not of religious freedom, as opponents of the ban claim. There are mixed views of the court's decision in Istanbul's Taksim Square, but most agree that politics and not simply law were at play. Istanbul resident Sadat Seven says the case shouldn't have come up in the first place. Seven says it was wrong to change the constitution. There shouldn't be headscarves in schools. In fact, there shouldn't be any religion in political life. The court will next decide a case that would close down the AK Party altogether on the grounds that its Islamist agenda violates the secular nature of the state. Fadi Hakouri is an analyst at Chatham House in London. He says Erdogan may have an overblown sense of his power as prime minister.
Since winning a very large majority in the elections of July 2007, this seems to have fed into his confidence. And from that, his confidence has become exaggerated, and he felt that he was fully empowered by the Turkish public to push for his agenda, even without seeking a consensus amongst the Turkish public.
The headscarf decision could signal that the court will ban the AK Party. The decision is expected sometime this month. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Istanbul.